NRHEG band playing, I'm assuming, their school song here at halftime as the fans are on their feet. The students tonight, looks like a patriotic theme for the NRHEG students. There's always a patriotic, or not patriotic themes, but different dress-up themes when it comes to sporting events. See a lot of red, white, and blue for the Panthers. So here we go, second half action. 18 minutes to decide who gets Lake Christo Welcome Memorial in the subsection final at Minnesota State Mankato coming up on Monday. WEM with the basketball going from left to right on your radio dial. Top of the key, that's Taylor. Taylor kicks it out left wing to LaFrance. LaFrance back to the top of the key, right side to Bowling. Person-to-person defense by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Inside they go to Atherton. She puts it up too strong. Rebound pulled down by Sydney Schultz, looking to run. All the way to the bucket. I take that back. That's Nielsen. And Nielsen got it knocked away from behind. We're going to have a foul. Atherton's going to be called for a push. So that's a big call for the Buccaneers. Elena Atherton with 10 points. She's picked up her second. First team foul here in the second half. Again, we're tied at 23 apiece. Top of the key, Stork. Stork on that right wing. Back to the top to Faith Nielsen. Nielsen at the free throw line. Kicks it back to the top. Driving in. Jacobson looking for some help. Right wing to Sydney Schultz. Good defense by WEM. Now Schultz drives in. We're going to have a pushing foul. Basket was good, but the foul is well before the shot. And that's going to be on Taylor. Taylor will pick up her first. And the Buccaneers, real quick, the first 39 seconds, get their second team foul. Jacobson will inbounds. Again, we're tied at 23 apiece just starting the second half. Stork, left side to Sydney Schultz. Schultz behind the back dribble, looking for some help, looking inside to Stork. She does. Stork got it knocked away from behind. Loose ball picked up by the Buccaneers by Kylie LaFrance. LaFrance, right side to Bolin. Bolin drives baseline, puts it up, and anybody touch it? Yeah, last touch by Stork. Yeah, I see a John Schultz. Assistant coach for NRHEG, of course. He was the head coach on those Panther teams that went to state and won a title. Pass in, driving to the bucket, puts it up, shot no good, and a foul before the shot. That was Salmon in the paint. Foul's going to be on Haley Schultz, so Schultz picks up her second. So Haley Schultz with two, Sophie Stork with two, Aaron Jacobson with three. First team foul on NRHEG. Top of the key, Bowling out the free throw line. Kicks it over to Taylor. Taylor at the free throw line. Person-to-person defense again by NRHEG. Left side of LaFrance for three in the lead. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Schultz. 23-23, 16:43 to play for Mankato East. Schultz in the paint. Drops it off. Kicks it back out to Stork. Stork at the free throw line. Over to Schultz. Thought about a three. Now she'll step back for a three and hits it. Took a dribble to her left, and Schultz says this spot feels better. Her second three, she's got 10 points. Panthers up by three, 26-23. Left side to Bolin. Bolin at the free throw line. Backdoor cut. Nice cut by Salmon, but too strong on the layup. Atherton puts it back up and good. Atherton's got a dozen. Panther lead down to one, 26-25. I expect a good 16-plus minutes to go in this game. There's a little runner, and trying to take over is Sydney Schultz. She's got a dozen. Pulls up, little runner, about 8 feet from the bucket. It's back to a three-point game, 28-25 Panthers. Top of the key, Taylor. Deeper in that corner to LaFrance. LaFrance back to the wing, looking for some help. LaFrance, cross-court pass over to Salmon. Salmon drops it off inside the block. Shot put up, left it short by Bolin. Rebound pulled down by Stork. Panthers in the black jerseys, WEM in the white. Stork at the free throw line, kicks it back to Schultz. She'll pull up a 12-foot jumper that just spins out. Rebound put back up, no good by Haley Schultz. Another rebound, still no good. It goes off about a couple of sets of hands. I think about four players touched it before it was finally corralled there by LaFrance for WEM. Three-pointer on the other end. That's off to the left and the three by Taylor. Rebound by NRHEG. 28-25, Panthers by three. Top of the key. Thought about a three and a travel by Stork. Stork was kind of in that in-between position. She's going to shoot, and then she passed it, and she moved her feet. Call for a travel. I think the WEM student body, I'm trying to get what their dress-up is. I'm not quite sure. A lot of different colors. Maybe a beach theme. Atherton on the left block. Now back to the wing. It's poked away. Chasing it down is Bolin. Bolin, right side to LaFrance. LaFrance, the free throw line to Salmon. Salmon looking for some help. Back to the top of the key. A three to tie it. That one is in and out. Rebound pulled down by Stork. Good look by Jordan Green, a 5'6 junior. Just couldn't knock it home. And now on the other end, and she's trying to take over. That Sydney Schultz, a 5'5 junior, saying, put the ball in my hand. She goes up, shot no good, but she's fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Schultz, who's got 12 points, and that's a big foul. Atherton, top scorer for WEM, averaging 11-plus points per game, just picked up her third. First free throw is good for Schultz. And we'll see if they're going to keep Atherton in there. She will come out. Emma Varachka. Back in the game for WEM. Tyler Kaus, the head coach of WEM. We'll see how long he has his top player sit on the bench with 14:33 to play. Second free throw is no good. Rebound pulled down by WEM. Buccaneers down by four. Driving in, puts it up. Shot is no good. Rebound saved. They chase for it. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by WEM. It was put up, and I think it was an air ball. They tried to save it. Threw it towards the sideline, and no one was there, and it skipped out of bounds. I would say the stands here probably about 70% full. We had a bigger crowd for the first game because there was fans already here for the second game. The shot put up on the right block. No good by Stork. Rebound up and good by Stork. Sophie Stork's got a dozen. Sydney Schultz again with 13. Panthers are up by 6, and WEM needs a timeout. Good start out of the half. It's an 8-2 run for New Richland, Hurtland, Ellendale, Geneva. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Panthers have led by as many as 7. Right now the lead sits at 6. Want to thank the State Bank of New Richland, your independent, locally owned bank, proudly serving the community since 1898. Whatever your question, your goal, your dream, turn to the State Bank of New Richland. Also brought to you by New Richland Care Center. They work with the resident and their family to develop a care plan designed to meet their needs. Contact New Richland Care Center at 465-3292. That's 465-3292 for New Richland Care Center. So timeout is over. We got 14:02 to go in the subsection semifinal. Panthers up by 6. Into Varachka. Turnaround bucket is good for Emma Varachka. So Varachka with her first bucket. Cuts the lead down to 4, 31-27. Right wing, now tossing the Stork. Stork backing her way in on the right block. Kicks it back out top of the key to Jacobson. Jacobson drives in on the right block, double team. Back to the elbow, now top of the key to Nielsen. Nielsen waits for some help, hands it off to Sydney Schultz. Schultz going to pull up for three behind the back. Dribble and hits the three. Wow. Behind the back dribble, step back, and Schultz knocks down the three, and she is feeling it. Here in the second half, lead is 7, 34-27. Right side LaFrance. Back to the top of the key to Bolin. Bolin swung left side to Addison Taylor. Taylor with the basketball. Now back to a 2-3 zone for the Panthers. It's knocked away, stolen by Schultz. Here comes Schultz ahead of everybody for an easy layup. And Schultz again has taken over this game here in the second half. She's got 18 points. It's a 9-point lead. Biggest lead of the game for the Panthers. That's a 13-4 run to start the second half. Shot from behind is blocked. Rebound. Varachka puts it up off the glass too strong and pulled down by Stork. And a long pass again to guess who? Easy layup for Sydney Schultz. And WEM needs a timeout. Sydney Schultz again. She is up to 20 points. The lead is 11. 38-27. Panthers by 11. Timeout on the floor. We're going to take a timeout as well. You're listening to Panther Girls Basketball on Kane.
Feeling like your home needs a new look? At Broadway Home Design, they offer all types of flooring and varying price points. Whether you need new hardwood or luxury vinyl tile, a kitchen backsplash, or are planning a full bathroom remodel, the experts at Broadway Home Design can take the concept from start to finish. As your local authorized Schluter dealer, they specialize in custom walk-in tile showers using only the best waterproofing products available. They offer in-home measures, design consultation, and flooring installation. Check out their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lea or online at BroadwayHomeDesign.com.
back here at Mankato East High School. Aaron Warren with you on a Thursday night. 38-27, 11-point lead for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They have come flying out here in the second half. It's a 15-4 run to start the second half, and WEM has got to find a way to answer. We said earlier in the game, WEM averages 50 points a game. They want this to be a low-scoring affair. Panthers, they want to get out and run, averaging 66.5 points. They've been doing that here in the second half. And again, Sydney Schultz with 20. And 13 of them already in the first 4-plus minutes. The foul's going to be called. That's going to be a reach-in on. That's Jacobson. And Jacobson just picked up her fourth. So Jacobson will sit down. That's 13 points for Schultz in just over 4-plus minutes. The former Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week has taken over this game, and now a double dribble. Good defense by the Panthers. Addison Taylor, she is being harassed by Nielsen, and she turns it over. So Jacobson will sit down with her fourth foul. Aaron Jacobson's had a tough time getting in the flow of the game because of foul trouble. And checking in will be Presley Nielsen. 5'5 junior guard Sydney Schultz, again with 20. Brings it across the timeline. Her team up by 11. Three-point attempt. That is short. Rebound. Stork had it and then lost it out of bounds. Last touch by Stork. That three-pointer, Presley Nielsen. As Panther crowd already excited with the 11-point lead. Fans in front of us would have exploded if Nielsen would have knocked down that three. Stays an 11-point game. 11:55 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Top of the key, Bolin. Bolin right side to Green. Green drives in, gets it knocked away from behind. A scramble for a jump ball. And the arrow belongs to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Nielsen tied up one of the Buccaneers. You know, as I travel around, I'm always curious what gas prices are. $3.74 in Mankato tonight. Left side with the basketball. That's Nielsen. Nielsen lost it out of bounds. The last touch by the Buccaneers. Varachka actually knocked it away from Nielsen. Again, still plenty of time if you're a WEM fan. But the Panthers up by 11. Sydney Schultz left wing around his screen. Gets it back to Stork. Still in that left wing. Top of the key to Presley Nielsen. Dribbles it right wing. In that corner to Stork. Stork looking for the cutter. Nice cut to the bucket off the glass. Shot no good by Schultz. And now Varachka gets the rebound, and she's fouled. She had a couple of players hanging on her, trying to tie her up. But a reach-in foul is going to be called on Sydney Schultz. It'll be her first team foul number three on NRHEG. And the winner gets Lake Christo Welcome Memorial. And the subsection final coming up on Monday night, 7:45. At Minnesota State in Mankato. Bolin, top of the key, gets it knocked away. Bolin still at the basketball. Looking for some help. Right side to Green. Green on that wing. Back to the top to Bolin. Bolin on the left wing. Double team comes. Bolin drops it off at the free throw line to Varachka, and she's fouled. And this one's going to be on Nielsen. That's going to be her first. Faith Nielsen. Fourth team foul. Against Sydney Schultz with 13 of her game-high 20 already here in the second half. Off the inbounds, right wing to LaFrance. LaFrance looking for some help deeper in that corner. Trying to drive a good defense there by Haley Schultz. Now on the left side, that's Bolin. Driving at the free throw line in the paint. Puts up a little floater off the glass. Going to shake in, rattle in for Jordan Green. Green gets her first bucket. Cuts the lead back to single digits. Buccaneers down by 9, 38-29. Sydney Schultz will bring it across the timeline. Right side over to Nielsen. Lob pass inside. They try to dump it on the other block, and it's going to be a turnover on NRHEG and almost a foul. And now a travel is going to be called. Passing on the block was Haley Schultz to Sophie Stork, and one of the Bucs got the rebound, and so they're trying to tie her up. She kind of swung away from them, and as she swung away, she's calling for steps, so we'll keep it on this side of the court. We're at 10-11 to play. Into Stork in that right wing. Stork looking to drive. Swings it back to the top of the key to Nielsen. Nielsen will hand it off to Faith Nielsen at the right elbow. Back to Paige Nielsen for three. Her shot is no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good. Or Presley Nielsen, excuse me. Missed the three. Got her own rebound in the paint, put it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Bucks. Bucks down by 9, and she traveled on that three-point attempt. And Bolin, as she was stepping into the three from the right wing, took an extra step. Van Moldehem, the eighth grader, number 4, will check back in for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Again, just an eighth grader. Now a timeout's going to be called. Be called by NRHEG and Annika Peterson, the head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. And since we got a timeout, let's talk more about our Panther sponsors, New Richland Care Center. They work with the resident and with their family, and their family, I should say. They work with both the resident and their family to develop a care plan designed to meet their needs. Contact New Richland Care Center at 465-3292. That's 465-3292. Also brought to you by Arrow Accounting. For all your accounting needs, call Allison Olson with Arrow Accounting at 507-391-3738. Serving New Richland, Heartland, and Waseca areas, 507-391-3738 for Arrow Accounting. And also brought to you by the State Bank of New Richland, your independent, locally owned bank, proudly serving the community since 1898. Whatever your question, your goal, your dream, you turn to the State Bank of New Richland. So off the timeout, Schultz, a crossover, pulls up from 12 feet, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by the Buccaneers. Beautiful move to get an open look, just couldn't hit it. Now Bolin drives in the other end, her layup is good. Bolin's got 9 points, her first bucket here in the second half. It's a 4-0 run by the Buccaneers. They cut the lead down to 7. 9:21 to go from Mankato East High School. Hands it off right side to Sydney Schultz. Schultz drives in the paint. Schultz going to kick it out left side. Three-pointer put up. Shot no good. Rebound by Stork. Stork back up right block. That shot's no good. Another rebound by NRHEG. Out to Sydney Schultz. Back to the top to Van Moldehem. Right side to Stork. Right wing to Sydney Schultz. Again, she's got 20 to lead all scorers. Schultz, and then she lost it. Trying to make a move under defender Green. And she lost it out of bounds. Bucks down by 7 with the basketball. At the free throw line is Atherton. Atherton, left side to Bolin. Bolin drives in, puts it up off the glass, too strong. Rebound tapped around, back to Atherton. Atherton pulls up from 10 feet off the glass and good. Atherton's got 14 points, and here comes the Buccaneers. They've cut the lead down to 5. It's a 6-0 run by WEM. 38-33 lead for the Panthers. 8:21 to go. Stork about 15 feet from the bucket, left wing, drives in the paint, pulls up 10 feet away, shot is long, rebound put back up and good. Hanging around was Haley Schultz. Haley Schultz with her first bucket, a big time offensive rebound, and a lead is 7, 40-33. Right side, Green. Back to the top of the key, free throw line to Atherton. Atherton, no one's going to guard her. She'll pull from 10 feet and say, I'll take them. No one coming out to the free throw line, so Atherton takes one dribble. Open shot, knocks it down. She's got 16 points. Lead back to 5, 40-35. Sydney Schultz at the free throw line, behind the back dribble, in the paint, looking to hand it off, gets it to Faith Nielsen. Nielsen back to the top of the key, and a timeout's going to be called by Annika Peterson. And Jacobson's going to come back in with her 4 personal fouls. So a timeout, NRHEG. Timeouts, of course, on KATE. Brought to you by our good friend Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. Serving the area with expert legal counsel conveniently located in downtown Albert Lea. Or call 373-4680 for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. 5-point lead for the Panthers off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
.738 to go in this one. Aaron Worm with you from the Americana Insurance Press Box in the top row here at Mankato East High School. It's a 5-point lead for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. The Panthers trying to move on to the subsection final at Minnesota State in Mankato coming up on Monday. Lake Cristo Welcome Memorial awaits the winner. They were a 10-point winner against Waseca in the first game. A wheel offense being ran, and Sydney Schultz gets it a bucket. Her left-handed layup is no good. Atherton comes down with the rebound. It was just an 11-point lead. It's now down to 6. 7:17 to play. Three-point attempt trying to cut it in half. That one's in and out. Rebound by WEM. Trying to put it back up as Salmon. She'll kick it back out. Another three attempt. That one just skims off the rim. A couple of good looks by LaFrance. First one was halfway down. Second one just skimmed off the rim, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by WEM. That was a big couple of shots if you're a Buccaneer fan. 7 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Five-point lead for the Panthers. Right side, Jacobson. Jacobson to free throw line. Hands it off to Sydney Schultz. Schultz, left side to Jacobson. Jacobson at the top of the key, right elbow. Over to Sydney Schultz in the paint. Bounce pass to Stork. Nice pass in the right block, and Stork gets the bucket. Stork's got 15. The lead back to 7. 42-35. Again, we are tied at 23 at halftime. A lot more scoring going on here in the second half. Double team on that right wing. It's knocked away. Loose ball on the ground. Atherton picks it up near half court. Atherton right side to Salmon. She drives in. She gets fouled in the bucket. Salmon goes strong on the right block off the glass and good. She's got her free throw coming. Salmon's got her third point. And a foul is going to be on Sophie Stork, her third. Team foul number 5. So the lead is 5. Foul trouble for NRHEG. Erin Jacobson with 4. Sophie Stork now with 3. Haley Schultz with 2. As the free throw by Salmon is good. So Salmon gets a 3-point play. She's got 4 points. Speaking of 4, the lead is down to 4. 42-38. Chance of defense by the WEM student body. Stork right to the bucket, and a foul is going to be called. She was determined. Sophie Stork, the 5'10 senior guard, the only senior on this Panther team, was determined to get to the bucket. And she is fouled by Salmon, who picks up her first. So Stork will shoot a couple. First free throw is good. Stork with her first free throw attempt tonight. She's got 15 points against Sydney Schultz. Leads the way with 20. Second free throw also good. My score, 44-38, two-possession lead for the Panthers. 6:05 to play off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Thought about a three left side. There was Taylor. Now back up to the wing, Bolin. Bolin left side to Taylor once again. Person-to-person defense here by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Pulling up baseline, 12-foot jumper is no good by Taylor. Rebound is stolen by WEM. And then Salmon goes up with it. Her shot is short. Atherton gets the rebound, and she'll score it. What happened there, the Panthers got the rebound. The outlet pass was picked off, and the Bucks turned that into points. 18 points for Atherton. The lead is 4. 44-40. Schultz for 3. That one's in and out. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by NRHEG. Sydney Schultz dribbling behind her back, stepping back. Had a good look for a 3. Could not hit it. And it goes on a bounce. So the Buccaneers down by 4, going from left to right on your radio dial. Subsection semifinal, a good one. Number 2 seed, NRHEG. Number 6 seed, WEM. Top of the key, Taylor. Left side to Bolin. Bolin around the screen. Bolin on the top of the key. And only 2-3 zone by the Panthers. In the corner, wide open look for a 3. That one is long. In the corner by Bolin. Rebound, a battle for it, and Stork able to come up with it, and she threw it off of Atherton. Atherton trying to pick it up. She'll put it up. Her shot is good. Scramble on the ground. Atherton's got 20, and the lead is down to 2. 44-42. That was Atherton just being quicker to the ball. Picked up the loose change. Now a 3 on the other end. That one's no good. Rebound tapped around. Back to Stork, who missed a 3. She puts it up, but she's fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Sophie Stork. So Stork missed a 3 from the left side, hustled all the way to the right wing, got the rebound, and a foul is going to be on Taylor. That'll be her second. So Stork just got to the free throw line and hit both. And she hits another. Stork a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. She's got 17 points. So one possession game with 4:35 to go. Trying to make it a two possession game, and it spins out. And it stays a 3-point lead for NRHEG. Buccaneers with the basketball. In the corner with it is Bolin. Bolin drives in. Off the glass. That just rolls off. Rebound Salmon, and she's fouled. WEM doing a lot better job on the glass here in the second half. And the foul is going to be on Sophie Stork, and that's a big foul. She picks up her fourth personal. So Storks has got 17, just picked up her fourth, and we'll see if Annika Peterson leaves her in the game. Free throw by Salmon is good. Salmon's got 5. The lead is 2. And right now, Stork's going to stay on the court. I think she's still out there. Yeah, she's still out there. Second free throw by Salmon is in and out, and Stork gets the rebound. It stays a 2-point game, 45-43. Stork top of the key, left side to Sydney Schultz. Pulls up, 15-footer is blocked by Atherton. Atherton waiting for some help. She's going to run the fast break, but Sydney Schultz caught up with her. Here's a 3 for the lead, left side, good! Claire Bolin pulls up for 3, and a timeout's going to be called by NRHEG. It's a full timeout. 12 points for Bolin, and the Buccaneers, for the first time in a long time, they're back on top. It was 38-27, an 11-point lead, and WEM has battled. They've erased an 11-point lead, and they've taken the lead. 46-45 Buccaneers. 4:01 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We're back in a moment on Kate.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Aaron Worm with you in Mankato. Don't go anywhere. Text your friends, call them up, send them a message. Say, tune in the Kate Radio. We got a fantastic finish coming your way tonight. 4:01 to go. Subsection semifinal, South Subsection, Section 2AA. Panthers now down by 1 after leading by as many as 11 in the second half. Stork has it right wing. Back to the top of the key to Faith Nielsen. Hands it off to Stork. Can Stork play with 4 fouls? Sydney Schultz, left side to Stork. Bull student body's making some noise with 3:40 to play. Driving in at the left elbow, still with the basketball, back to the top to Schultz. Left side to Jacobson. Jacobson hands it off to Stork. Stork at the right elbow. Deeper net right corner to Faith Nielsen. Drives baseline. Pulls up right block. Tries to get it back out to Stork. She does for 3 and hits it. Stork with a huge 3. Stork with her 3rd 3 of the game, and the Panthers back on top, 48-46. 2-point lead. As Stork knocked that one down, she also has 20. Layup on the other end is no good by Atherton, and rebound by Stork. Sydney Schultz with 20. Stork with 20. Panthers by 2. 3 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Faith Nielsen hands it off to Sophie. Or take that back. That was Sydney Schultz. Now Jacobson at the free throw line. Swings it right side to Faith Nielsen. Back to Stork. High on that right wing. Cross-court pass left side to Jacobson for 3. That one is well long. And a rebound pulled down by Salmon. It looked like it was online from our angle, but just a little long. Buccaneers with the basketball down by 2. 2:35 to go. Top of the key, LaFrance. Over to Taylor. 2-3 zone by the Panthers. Free throw line, Atherton dumps out to Salmon on the block, and Salmon's layup is good. Beautiful passing underneath Salmon. She's got 7. We are tied at 48 apiece from the Americana Insurance Press Box here at Mankato East High School. Stork for a 3, a long 3, hits it! That was well behind the 3-point line, and Sophie Stork with 2 big-time 3-pointers. She's got 23. The lone senior for NRHEG does not want her career to come to an end tonight. The lead is 3, and Atherton got it knocked away. Goes out of bounds, last touch by the Panthers. Panther fans, that was last touch by Atherton, but Atherton either got fouled or someone knocked it away. They're booing, but I think that was the right call. Top of the key, Taylor. Right side to LaFrance. We got a minute 45 to go. Panthers up by three. Right side still to LaFrance. Back to the top of the key. Swung left side over to Taylor. Taylor to Salmon on the baseline. Drops it off to Atherton. Back to the top. Minute 31, then go inside to Atherton again. She'll put it up off the glass. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, and that one is good. Atherton's having a huge game. She's got 22 points, and the lead is down to one. 22 for Atherton, and for the Panthers, 23 for Stork, 20 for Schultz. One-point lead. Speaking of Stork, kicks it right side. Minute 10 to go. Back to the wing to Stork. Top of the key to Nielsen for three. That one is in and out. Rebound pulled down by Stork. Able to chase down the offensive rebound. We got a minute to go. Top of the key, Sydney Schultz hands it off to Jacobson. Wheel offense being ran by the Panthers. They got the ball in a one-point lead. 53 seconds to go. Sydney Schultz, right side over to Nielsen. Nielsen still high in that wing. Picks up her dribble. Back to Sydney Schultz, and WEM's going to have to put on the pressure defensive-wise. We got 40 seconds to go. Stork hands it off to Faith Nielsen, and a foul is called. That'll be team foul number six. So one more will send the Panthers to the free throw line. And a foul is going to be on LaFrance, her first, team six. So the next foul will be a one-on-one. And Sophie Schultz had it. Almost got it knocked away. Now she's kind of pushed. And they're going to send Schultz to the free throw line for a one-on-one. Panther fans wanted an intentional foul, but no, that was clean. 31.8 seconds to go. So Sydney Schultz is 1 of 3 from the free throw line. She has 20 points. Her team is up by one, 51-50, 31.8 seconds to go. Free throw is good, rattles in. She's got 21 points. Second one still keeps this a one possession game. 31.8 seconds to go. Second free throw is no good. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by WEM. Buccaneers down by two at the basketball. Ahead they go to Taylor. Taylor drives right to the bucket. Her layup rolls off. Rebound. Atherton tries to kick it out to the wing. She does, and a timeout's going to be called by WEM. Atherton and Salmon both had the rebound. They were lucky that they did not travel. They're both being aggressive for the rebound. And it came out to the wing. It was kind of a scattered play. And head coach Tyler Kaus did the right thing, called the timeout with 18.4 seconds remaining. We're going to keep it right here from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Aaron Worm with you. I hope you've enjoyed this one. Can we mention the last time out, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva beat WEM by 40-plus. But it's subsection time. The Buccaneers coming off a big win, beating the number 3 seed Maple River. And the Bucs trying to keep their magical run in the postseason going. Panthers trying to make it a 1-versus-2 in the subsection final coming up on Monday night. Timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. Give Jamie a call at 373-4680. Serving the area with expert legal counsel conveniently located in downtown Albert Lee, or call 373-4680 for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. Well, both fan bases are going to come to their feet. No matter who wins this one, these young ladies have worked hard tonight. This is playoff basketball at its finest. 52-50. Bucks down by two at the basketball with 18.4 seconds to go. They get it in the corner to LaFrance. LaFrance cross-court pass to Salmon. Salmon puts it up. It's blocked by Stork. No fouls count. Stork with it, and a foul's going to be called on WEM. Head coach Tyler Kaus, he wanted a foul on the shot put up by Salmon. It would have been the fifth foul on Stork. He does not get the whistle. And now Stork with 11 seconds to go. And she has 3 of 4 from the free throw line, shooting a one-on-one. If she hits two, she's going to ice this game. Free throw is no good. She missed it. 10 seconds to go, two-point game. WEM, Salmon all the way to the bucket by herself. She's fouled from behind. With 5.3 seconds left, and that's going to be on Stork. And Stork's game has come to an end with 23 points for Sophie Stork. What a game by the senior. Now she'll hope her teammates can find a way to seal the deal as Van Muldehem, the eighth grader, will check in. So Salmon, who is 3 of 5 from the free throw line, is going to shoot two. Her team's down by two, 5.3 seconds to go. She can tie things up by hitting two. First free throw is good. Ice in her veins. I'm nervous and I'm not even playing. To tie the game up with 5.3 seconds to go, Salmon, two dribbles. Free throw attempt is no good. Rebound by Atherton. Jump ball and the arrow belongs to WEM. And a timeout's going to be called by Waterville Legion Morristown. With 4 seconds to play, we're not going anywhere. She missed the second free throw. Rebound by Atherton. Atherton tied up, and the arrow belongs the way of the Buccaneers. I'd say it's kind of simple with 4 seconds to go. WEM's either going to win this on a walk-off, or the Panthers are going to survive a scare. Again, Sophie Stork, the only senior on the team, sits on the bench with 23 points. Her night is done. Tyler Kaus, the head coach for WEM, running up a play. Winner gets Lake Crystal Walker Memorial on Monday. These two schools have met so many times in so many different sports. Rival schools, New Richland and Waterville, both located on Highway 13. And it comes down to this. A trip to the subsection final. A trip to Minnesota State Mankato. On the line Monday night. Buccaneers will inbounds underneath the bucket. 52-51. 4 seconds to go. They're looking at the inbound, still looking. It's knocked away in the backcourt, and that's going to wrap it up with 2 seconds, and it goes out of bounds. No, it doesn't. This one is over, and the Panthers win. What a great defensive play made there by Faith Nielsen. She knocked it into the backcourt, and there wasn't a chance for WEM to get to the basketball, and this one is over. NRHEG moving on to Monday night. Salmon cut to the basket. They could not get it to Salmon, so they lofted it out to the wing, and Nielsen makes the defensive play of the game. Faith Nielsen knocks it into the backcourt, and by the time anybody got to it, time had expired, and New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva with their 20th win of the season. They're going to play for a subsection title coming up on Monday night. 52-51, Panthers win by one. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, post-game show coming up next on KATE.